As desserts go, nothing tickles the taste buds and the nostalgia bank quite like ice cream. The clang-clang of the ice cream truck, the fluted sundaes at the soda fountain, the homemade stuff that Dad used to make, churning that mixture of heavy cream and rock salt. Marilyn Powell has written a new book called Ice Cream, The Delicious History. She says tracing the dessert's murky origins proved difficult, but that's part of its special appeal. And she offers this reading about ice cream's special place in our lives.
If you eat ice cream, you're in pursuit of a pleasure that began with a shock, your initiation into surprisingly cold and transitory bliss. A falling cone gave you an appreciation of comedy and tragedy, how quickly one turns into the other. And yet you continue to pursue ice cream because you've never outgrown the bliss. You don't eat ice cream to satisfy physical hunger. If food were labeled essential or frivolous, ice cream would obviously belong in the frivolous category.
In the frivolous category. And yet, after interviewing so many people, it seems that most of the people who talked to you felt that ice cream was absolutely essential.
Yes, but they thought that they were playing when they ate it.
Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, I carried around a story for years and years from the time I was a student about Richard the Lionheart and Saladin, the Saracen or Arab chieftain, in one of the Crusades. When Richard the Lionheart was ill, so the story goes, Saladin sent him some sherbet. And I was curious about how this could be, or whether it was a fact or a fiction. And what I found was that there is an Arab drink called sharab, or more current Arabic, sharbat. And it's possible that Richard knew about it. He certainly had ambassadors go to Saladin's camp and order fresh fruit because he was very ill. And it's possible that he had something that they, well, it would be sort of like a slushy was what it would be, that wonderful Arab drink, which is about half ice and half fruit pulp. Sounds good to me.
If I can share with you, one of the things that I found surprising in the book is the dish, the ice cream sundae, dates back to the temperance movement.
Because the fact that in the early ice cream parlors, they would add things that had an alcoholic content when they were making a soda. When they removed that, the ice cream makers were really smart. They realized that they could promote themselves as the healthy alternative.
What happens when you ask people to talk about ice cream?
Oh, that was the joy of doing the book. Personal stories emerge. Many people said to me, I remember this flavor of ice cream when I was a kid. One man said to me, I had banana ice cream. I've never had ice cream that good since. It seems to really go back through life for many people, and that really was a gift to me when they would share those personal memories. But I guess I should also say that I love to eat ice cream, so that it was not a subject that was a chore to do.
Because I figured that there had to be some personal, there had to be some culinary connection, some love of ice cream involved in this.
Eating ice cream, anyway.
Did you eat a lot of it as you were researching the book? I mean, at the end of the day,
yeah.
You kept a freezer full?
I did. And in fact, when it was the book was completed, I'd eaten so much ice cream. But for the first month or two after the book was done, I didn't want to eat any ice cream.
Oh.
But I'm happy to say the lust for it has returned.
Marilyn, it's been great talking to you.
Thanks a lot. Take care. You too.
Marilyn Powell. She's the author of Ice Cream, A Delicious History.